Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for the Yam HaYoshev B'Tzion and the schus Golan Ben Gabriela, Matan Ben Dvora, David Ben Ziva, Ben Yam Simodin Amidla, Zuchai Ben Simra, Yosef Ben Chana, Tzal Ben Batya, Yitzchak Ben Bracha, Moshe Ben Rezel. And we continue our series of Shiurim in the Sefer Orot HaKodesh. אנחנו באורות הקודש בחלק השלישי בעמוד למתת באות חפתת הרצון הכללי אומר מרן הרב אור ישראל וקדושו. אי אפשר, קודם כל אנחנו נקריא את הקטע אחר כך נסביר. בעזרת השם. אי אפשר להבין את פליאת הרצון של האדם בכל פאר חופשו, רק בתור ניצוץ אחד משלהבת הגדולה של הרצון הגדול, שבכל ההוויה כולה, הופעת רצון ריבון כל העולמים ברוך הוא. בהתקדשותו של הרצון, הרי הענף דומה לשורשו הגדול, יונק ממנו ומתחבר אליו, ומתמלא מאורו שפעת חייו, מתמלא אותו המילוי הנצחי והשלם שלו. ובהעתק הרצון הפרטי, בהשתקעותו, בהקטנות והפרטיות של השביעה החלקית שהוא אסור בה, הרי הוא מנתק את רצונו מקור החיים שלו, הוא מביא בזה אפסיות, חלישות כוח, וחשיכה על מהותו היותר פנימית של עצמיותו, שהוא רצונו, שהוא כבודו, וכל עמל המוסר וכל עופות הרוחניות שבעולם, מכוונו למטרתה העליונה של גאולת הרצון, והשבתו למקור חייו היסודיים, להישתר בבית השם, לישא ענף ופרי, ולהציץ ציצים ופרחים, ורב תבועות, להתאחד באחדות שלמה, וחיה באמיתת הרצון הכללי, שהוא אור השם בכבודו, אשר בנשמת היקום כולו. זה קטע נפלא מאוד. מקור של הפסקה, זה בשמונה קבצים בקובץ ג', פסקה מ"ז, ואחר כך, ועכשיו, בעזרת השם, אנחנו ניגש לבאר את הדברים. This part of the Sefer Oros HaKodesh is always taken the essence of Rotzon. Rotzon is a very, very, we don't talk about it enough. Rotzon is a very, very important Yisod in life in Avodas Hashem. And according to the Rav, all Rotzon is rooted in the Rotzon of Hashem. If we have a will, if we have a desire, it's rooted in the desire of Hashem. אז מתחיל הרב, אי אפשר להבין את פליאת הרצון של אדם. It's impossible to fully understand the wonder of the will of man. The Rav says it's a דבר פלא. לכאורה, איך אפשר להסביר שאדם רוצה דבר מסוים? One person wants one thing, and another person wants another thing. So why is that? How do you explain that? This person wants this. This person wants a car. This person wants... I know some people, they really, really want a car. I know other people who don't drive. I know people who love their phone. They can't get off their phone. I know people who don't use phones. I mean, as much as they can avoid them. Some people are dying to get married. Some people don't want to get married. Some people want 26 kids. Some people don't want kids at all. אז מה, יש פסיכולוגים שניסו לתת כללים מה מניע את הרצון. יש שניסו להסביר שבאמת אין בחירה רצונית, אלא כל ההחלטות תלויות בתהליכים והורמונים במוח. So there are psychologists who say, no, we don't really have free choice. We're all just pre-programmed machines. However, Torah, and definitely Maran Arav, מתנגדים לשיטה הזאת. יש כאן פלא אלוקי that gives a person בחירה חופשית. And this is even though God already knows what we're going to do. So if God knows it, it's a metzius. So how is it that we have free choice? It's a pella. It's a pella. We can't understand it. What we can understand is that this is something that we have. We have free choice. And everybody has choice. You can't choose whether or not you can want. Everybody wants something. But you can choose what you want. But that you want, זה ממהות האדם. בכל פאר חופשו, לרצון, the Rav writes, יש פאר, something glorious about the רצון. פאר, has a number of meanings, like Lashon Tiferet, glory. But Pe'er can also mean outcomes, branches. That's how the Malbim explains the word in the Pasuk in Yeshayahu, Perek Samech, Pasuk, Chaf Aleph. Let Pe'er menyan Pe'erot v'yishlach badim v'yas Pe'erot. So the Malbim says in the Pasuk in Yeshayah 60:21, V'ameh chulam tzadikim, v'lam yoshuaretz masi yaday lispoer. So lispoer means there's a lot of outcomes, a lot of results. In other words, the pe'er ha-rotzon, b'chol pe'er chofsho, is that it brings can bring a lot of results, a lot of outcomes. So where does this rotzon come from? It's just one spark of the great flame, of the great rotzon in all of existence. The appearance of the will of the master of all of the worlds, blessed is he. Dainu, the only way you can understand Ratzon is as part of the will of God. You have to connect each individual Ratzon as just a spark in the great fire of the Ratzon HaKlali. Yeshno Ratzon Gadol V'Klali HaKayam Ba'olam. Hadam HaPrati Hu Mushpa V'Yonek Me'oto Ratzon Klali. Hashpa Yikein Nitzotz Hainu Koach Katan Hanovea Me'or HaElyon HaGadol. So, in other words, it has a certain echut here, it has a certain quality that it comes from the will of God, from the grand will of God, and it's just quantitatively, it's obviously much smaller, but it's a spark, that's where it's coming from. When the will is sanctified, then the branch relates to the great root. Yonek mimenu draws nourishment from it, umitchaber elav, and connects to it. So we can, if the will is following the right path, then if it's miskadesh, then it's similar to its root, or it can go off and not be similar to its root. Umitmalei me'roshevat chayav, and it fills from its light a flow of life. Mismalei oto osam amilui anitzchi v'ashalim shelo. The moment the anaf, the branch, connects to the trunk, so the branch then has kochas chayim. When yesh ratzon hamechubar l'shoresh, l'ratzon yesh yeud hamalei kochot chayim. When the ratzon is connected to the root, to the source, then it's filled with powers of life, it has eternal power. But when a person is not mechubar l'shoresh, he's a ratzon like this and a ratzon like that. It's not rooted in ultimate existence and reality. It's very weak, and therefore it gets hafachfach. It goes from one thing to the next. It's very flippant. ובהעתק הרצון הפרטי בשתקותו בהקטנות והפרטיות של השפייה החלקית שהוא עשור בה, sometimes a person uses his rutzen for little small things. Make a few more dollars, to have a few more pleasures, to buy this or buy that, or go to this restaurant, to that restaurant, and this vacation and that vacation. So it's in captivity. It calls it a שפייה חלקית. It's a partial captivity. שהוא עשור בה, when his rutzen is involved in small things. He detaches this rotzon from the source of life. And he brings it to weakness, to nothingness, to a weakness of koach. And this brings darkness on his essence, on his atzmius, on his rotzon, which is his covet. Sharatzon menutak yeshna hachshacha al ma'oto shel ha'adam. הסיבה שיש הכשכה, כיוון שמאותו הפנימית של הרצון, נובעת מן הרצון. So there's this darkness, because a person's ratzon is rooted in the ratzon of Hashem, and when he goes into his own little ratzon, so it brings darkness on him, he's disconnecting himself from the source. And the Rav says that this is what's the pnimius of a person. What's the atzmius of a person? His ratzon. And his ratzon is his kavod. Where does this come from? It comes from the Yerushalmi. That it says that the mother of Yishmael wanted to mivaz herself for kavod b'na. Imash Rabbi Yishmael, Bas v'kibbel salai l'Rabbi Seinu, Amru la giru b'Rabbi Yishmael, B'ni she'enu noig b'kavod, B'oysa shan iskakam v'parash Rabbi Seinu, Rav sh'Rabbi Yishmael, L'onag b'kavod b'avoysaf. אמרו לו, מה אבדך לך? אמר לה, כדו נפק מבייס ועד הנבוי משגז רגלי ומשתי מהן. ולא שוויק לי. אמרו לו, ורצון את זה כבוד, אני לא זגמרו נירשלמי סז, פסכס פי, הפרק אלף הלך א', that she complains, my son's not honoring me, the rabbi said, could it be you, Shmuel's not honoring you. And what's the maisa? So she explained that when he comes back from the Beis Medrash, I want to wash his feet and then drink the water, and he doesn't let me. And they tell her, Ritzon is her covet. A person's Ritzon is their covet. Adam shalom migaleh Ritzon Elyon. When a person is not migaleh the Ritzon Elyon, he's darkening his internal world. Kevan sha'Ritzon mivateh to show us ha'pnimi shel kavod ha'adam. Covet is a nefesh, is a person's soul. My mind's America, covet v'leidam, ura kvodi. So that's a person's nefesh. So and that's where the ratzon comes from his soul, from his spiritual part. And that's the source of the ratzon. The question is where you take that. And that's the ratzon, that's the covet. That's the person's soul. So you can't be moirid that ratzon. You're not allowed to lower that ratzon. B'chicharav, בכל המעל המוסר, all the toil of Musa, בכל האופות הרוחניות שבעולם, and all of the spiritual phenomenon in the world, מכוונו למטרתה העליונה של גאולת הרצון, are all focused on the ultimate purpose of redeeming the רצון. זאת אומרת, הרצון העליון נמצא בתוך האדם. המצב הזה הוא לכאורה לא טבעי, הוא מעין שבי לרצון הגדול. כדי לתקן את הירידה של הרצון, צריך לחבר את הרצון למקורו העליון. In other words, we have this divine Ratzon within us, and what we have to do is we have to redeem it from its captivity down here on earth and bring it back to its source. So all of the toil of Musar and all of the spiritual phenomena in the world is to redeem the Ratzon. The Ratzon came down here, and we want to redeem it and bring it back to its Shorash Elyon. In other words, what's Musar? Musar is that you better yourself, you improve yourself, you work on yourself, you become a better human being. How do you do that? By being metaken the Ratzon. That you should want the right thing. That's all. The only thing, that's the only thing we have power over. We have power over the Ratzon. We don't have power. You want to give $20 million to Tzedakah? So for that, you need $20 million. You want to learn Shas in one night? It's, you know, you're going to have to, maybe there are people like that, but not most people like us. All right? So you really have to, you're not able to do everything you want to do. But the Ratzon, what's the person's Ratzon? Is the Ratzon, goes the Ratzon to for Kedusha, for Tyra? Or is the Ratzon egotistical? So we have to be goyel the ruts, and we have to take this ruts that came to us and redeem it and bring it back to its source and bring it all back to God. And return it to the source of its fundamental life. Lishatel beveit Hashem. To be planted in the house of God. Because this is a koach eloki, this ruts. We see in the pasuk, shtulim beveit Hashem b'chatzus elokenu yafrichu. Shtulim means it's planted. That's where it gets its source, its nourishment from. So that's what we have to do. We have to take our ratzon and return it back to the source that it's getting nourished from godliness. That all our ratzon should be godly ratzonot. So we're dealing here with a shtila. We're dealing here with a plant. We're dealing here with something that grows. So it's alive. So it has tzitzim prachim. It has it sprouts. It has flowers. It has wheat. It has a lot of kochos. So in other words, you plant your ratzon in the right place. It's gonna great things are gonna come out of it. To unite with complete unity and living unity in the true general ratzon, shu'or Hashem v'kvodo, the light of God and His glory. Asher b'nishmata yikum kulo. Gulat ratzon ba lidei bitui shadam chay b'achdut melaya. כמו שמסביר בשיעורים אנחנו מסבירים בעזרת אורות הקודש המבואר של הרב נריה פופר. אז הוא אומר שגאולת הרצון באה לידי ביטוי שאדם חי באחדות מלאה. The redemption of ratzon is expressed in the fact that a person lives with a sense of integrity, wholeness, unity. His whole life is rooted in the ratzon haklali, the light of God, His glory. And this general ratzon is the soul of the world. In other words, the world has a soul. And this soul is filled with Ratzon. And that Ratzon is that the world should come to Shleimus. And therefore, you have to connect your Ratzon to that greater Ratzon. And also desire Shleimus for yourself, for your community, for your society, for your country, for the whole world, for all of mankind, for all of the cosmos, for everything. Domeim tzomeh chayin medaber. There should be a gula for everything. Adze ha peska ha richona b'tzeder hazeh o b'ezrat Hashem. Anachnu nemshich b'pam haba'ah. Toda rabah she'ezrat.